Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Prior to World War I, the world looked totally different. And what wars do, wars change borders. Wars, you know, tear down constitutions and create new ones. And so when wars happen, that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. And if you think, well, in the history, you know, we've won every war, and it's like, well, we haven't, by the way. Mm. But people think that you have quite often that they let's just go to war, and you don't want to go to war. And World War I was named the war to end all wars. Mm. And every war like that, based on history that people go into, whether it's a personal war in your workplace or whether it's some community thing or whether it's some national thing or world thing, everybody thinks, well, this will fix everything. Mm-hmm. We'll just do this. We'll step outside of our values. We'll step outside of the way we do things, and then we'll come back. Mm-hmm. And it never works out. I mean, that's how during World War I and World War II, that was the foundation of the League of Nations or United Nations. So this place in New York City called the United Nations came out of Woodrow Wilson's like, we'll never go to war again. We'll tie everybody's money together, which is the beginning steps of a one world economy. Thank you, Woodrow. And thinking if you tie people's money together, then if I attack your country, then we'll affect your pocketbook. Well, you notice that President Putin came down into the Ukraine, and he's doing a land grab into the Ukraine. And so the European Union and America touch his money. They do the Woodrow effect. And he didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, he rebuked America for firing any shots into Syria against Khorasan cell that was there. And it was like, saying that we were infiltrating the borders of Syria. We should not have entered into Syria. But this man, he's standing in Ukraine, right? And it's like, I don't think that thing worked. I mean, where's this little Woodrow trigger? You know, you pull this little trigger and all of a sudden Putin goes back into Russia and he leaves the Ukraine alone. It didn't happen. But there's another deeper part of that is that maybe we could not touch his economy as hard as we would like to, because to damage his economy is to damage our own. It would be like dominoes. And that's what we talked about with George Soros. And you can go back and you can listen to it. I hope that's a related article here. That George Soros says, it's all coming down as the economies are. You got to ease them down really slowly. It's going to start with the European Union. And that's why Scotland wanted to pull out, by the way, based on reports. And it would be like a domino effect. David Wilkerson, who's now with the Lord, talked about the whole progression, how it would happen, and it would work its way back up through Mexico, and then it would come into the United States, and they would declare a national bank holiday, and it would all begin to reboot. And it's like, because why wouldn't they touch the economy of Russia to the point that he would move back in there? Because I believe it worked. But the whole thing is it turned us into one world economy. Versus that we would still have our different countries. So it's sort of like your child saying, you know, I got my own place and you got your own place. And then they go to their room, you know, and it's like, that room's mine. Right? Wow. You know, do not enter. You know, see these kids, I was in law enforcement, they put like, do not enter across your doors in their house, you know. And
I got a stop sign on mine.
Do you really?
I think I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah, that's about right. We can't talk about the duct tape.
No.
And so, but the kid didn't understand. Yeah, you feel like that's your own place, but the truth is, this is your parents' home. And it looks like we cannot touch Russia's economy because it's all one economy, as George Soros says. And we have to ease it down little by little so there's nothing dramatic. There needs to be disturbances stirred up, like Hong Kong right now stirred up. Different countries are stirred up. And it's like they're trying to ease this puppy down so they can reboot it back up. Maybe. It'll be just like the Lord said in Revelation, that you can't buy or sell without receiving the chip, the mark. Mm. I don't know. Either way, look up. When these things happen, Jesus said, your redemption draws near. yeah, whatever's going to happen with that. But know that you, if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, we're going to go be with him forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's for men to see these things and know that the Lord is the truth. And you can make your choice today to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Find out where we've done it at meetmyfather.org. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.